And for our final game preview of the week, we have a great matchup coming our way. We have the 6-0 Musketeers versus the 6-1 Rosemeyer. So really, these are two great experienced FPF teams. The Musketeers have been on an absolute tear this season. They have a points differential of plus 155, which is absolutely amazing. It means they've scored 155 more points than they've conceded all season. Normally, how many interceptions they've thrown? 4. That's less than an interception a game. Now, if they have one weakness, and here specifically with quarterback George Koutsoukos has one main weakness, it's his likelihood to be sacked. Throughout 6 games, you know, he's already thrown for over 1,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 116 quarterback rating, only 4 interceptions, but he's been sacked 14 times. He's averaging nearly 3 sacks a game, and that's definitely something that the Musketeers want to cut down on. You know, he's clearly mobile. He's ran for 146 yards, 2 touchdowns, averages 12 yards an attempt, and yet maybe sometimes he tries buying a bit too much time in the pocket. Maybe he scrambles a bit too long. Maybe sometimes he needs to make some of those first reads before he gets sacked. And if we look at this Rosemeyer team on defense, unfortunately, they don't have that player who can produce a ton of sacks. They have Emil Kilbride, very, very quick, who has 2 sacks on the season. And they have Johnny DiVincenzo, who has another 2 sacks on the season. But they don't have that dominant rushing force. So while I think this Musketeer has an Achilles tendon, they are just about invincible except for when their quarterback is under pressure and can be sacked. I don't think Rosemeyer has the rusher to exploit that fatal flaw. That being said, they do have a ton going for them on defense. Lucas Cesiri has been the star of the season, stepping up big with 6 interceptions and 6 defended passes. Justin Swimitahan has been a star like always with 5 interceptions and 5 defensive passes going off that. But rounding out this group are 2 other heroes, Anthony Marzigliano and Noah Smidham. They only have 2 interceptions apiece, but they have a shocking 10 defended passes, which is really a great stat. You know, it means they're absolute threats in the secondary. They're swatting down a ton of balls and just doing a lot of great work there. And I bet you a lot of those PDs are just, you know, one little squeeze of the ball away from becoming an interception. So moving down the stretch of the season into the postseason, I could see Anthony Marzigliano and Noah Swimitahan stepping up really big for this team. But now if we want to go into this game more in depth and, you know, have a really game-v-game, team-v-team preview, I don't think these two teams have faced off yet, which is really... Oh, sorry, they have. They faced off in Week 3 of the Musketeers, winning a pretty dominant game, 40-13. If we look in that game, I think the issue was that on defense, the team wasn't doing a whole bunch, not a huge amount of tackles, no sacks, even though, you know, George Koutsoukos is one of the more sackable quarterbacks in the division. On the other hand, George Koutsoukos had a fantastic game with the limited pressure he faced, passed for 241 yards, 5 TDs. So if I have to predict this game specifically, I think that the Musketeers are slightly more beatable than it seems, even though they might be a fantastic roster. You know, have scored 155 more points than they conceded. They are vulnerable to, you know, that rusher, that dominant rusher. That being said, I don't think Rosemeyer has that, you know, elite top level rusher to compete. They do have 2 good rushers. They just don't have that absolute all-star who could terrify George Koutsoukos. That being said, I don't think this is going to be a 40-13 game again. I think Rosemeyer's defense is a lot better than that. I think this will be a close game. I think it's going to be within 1 score. Give me 24-18 for the Musketeers. So I think the Musketeers are going to win this one and close out the season on top. So one last thing to also mention in this game, even if Rosemeyer does win this game over the Musketeers, it's going to be very hard for them to pass the Musketeers in the standing just based off point totals and all that. So, you know, this would be a great game. If you guys want to come out and watch one game this week, watch Musketeers face off against Rosemeyer. And that does it for my game recaps, essentially, of the regular season. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. As always, feel free to let me know what you thought, anything you would like to see included. And good luck to everyone in the playoffs. Thank you all so much.